This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good Day Health is on the air.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mondora, Florida. It is a superb place to go if you are in need of another opinion. If you have issues that you can't quite get to the bottom of, then Ken is your man. He also does a superb job of going through the medical journals every week. We take bits and pieces of that information, pass it along so you can get how it fits into your life. Is this going on with you? Does this impact you? For example, the FDA has approved fish oil, this new drug, and you had to figure that they were going to get into the drug business because the fish oil supplements are so popular, Ken, that now they found a little nuance.
Not
fish
quite.
Oils, why? Not quite.
Not
tell me
quite.
What's the story. Right.
Not quite. This is huge news, Doug. In terms of preventive cardiology, if you have any plaque in the coronaries, the number one killer of Americans are heart attacks, and this develops as plaque in the circulation to the heart, and it ruptures, and that's what starts this cascade of events that leads to a heart attack. So we're talking now about people who have coronary disease. They have any plaque in their coronaries. And we know that if you have plaque in the coronaries and we put you on a statin, we're going to reduce by 25% the risk of you having a heart attack or a stroke. And that's a huge reduction. If you have plaque in your coronaries and you're not on a statin, you're giving up about 9 years of extra life. And that's a fact. And you can listen to whatever statin propaganda you hear or read. They don't know your personal risk of not being on a statin if you have coronary disease. And that's the big definer. I'm not talking about people who have clean, normal, big coronaries that sit on top of their heart. You have plaque. And the news this week is that a new drug called Vascepa, which is nothing like the fish oil that you can buy in the store, in the grocery store, in the health food store, over the counter. This is nothing like that. You can't even get close to it. This is pharmaceutical grade fish oil that was initially developed for people who had very high triglycerides. Triglycerides are a fraction of the blood. And for people who had 500 or more on their blood test, triglycerides, because when those triglycerides get that high, they can clog up the pancreas, cause a lot of very bad things. And this was developed initially for that. Well, a very clever cardiologist thought, well, why don't we see if people who have just a little bit extra in their triglycerides, that's greater than 150, because remember, you want your triglycerides fasting to be under 150. Well, what about if you had triglycerides, just not 500, but a little over 150, anything over 150, and you already have plaque in your coronaries, adding Vascepa to a statin, does that help? Well, the answer is, in a big study that was reported about a year ago, is that it reduces another 25% your risk of having a heart attack, stroke, being admitted to a hospital, needing bypass surgery, needing stenting, all of those events, at least 25% reduction. And that is what the FDA approved just last Friday, is the addition of Vascepa on top of a statin for people who have plaque in their coronaries plus a triglycerides over 150, anything over 150 would be approved for Vascepa. The other group of people are those who are known diabetic who have at least one additional risk factor for coronary disease. That's like high blood pressure, obesity, excess mental stress, inactivity, a family history for coronary artery disease, early coronary artery disease. So you have diabetes plus one additional risk factor, and your triglycerides are above 150. You also would have this huge benefit of an extra 25% reduction in heart attacks and all these other events by going on Vascepa. Vascepa is taken as 2 grams twice a day. This is an amazing accomplishment in preventive cardiology, and this is going to change the way traditional cardiologists practice. And again, you can't do this with the over-the-counter fish oil that you buy. This is they're just in a whole different league.
Why? Why can't the people that are selling fish oil supplements get the same fish oil that they're using in Vascepa?
Because they're not the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but why can't they get them? Why can't they go buy them? Is this, how much is this drug going to cost? Like nine? How much?
It's just not the same thing. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, you know me and my curious mind.
It's been tried, and you know, people have tried to add the over-the-counter non-prescription.
Let me ask you this. All right, so here you know me and my body better than anybody.
No, but you don't have
I understand that.
You don't have plaque in your coronaries, so you don't meet the criteria, and also your triglycerides are normal. But you're not like so many millions of Americans.
Right. So does this make it easy for people to eat badly and take care of themselves less? Is this
that's not the message, because if you have plaque in your coronaries,
I don't travel in that circle. I think there are a lot of people who hear this and say, wow, this is great. I can eat all this crap and this pill is going to save me.
No, if you have plaque in your coronaries and you want to be on planet Earth as long as possible, you have to add to the mix a healthy lifestyle. That's in addition to living a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating healthy, exercise once the doctor says it's okay, getting down to ideal body weight, sleeping adequately, which is so important, getting that mental stress under control. So a good mental health is so important, and your response that you just gave is not a way of responding with good mental health yet.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, as far as I think one of the reasons that I have clear arteries and no plaque whatsoever,
which is amazing at your age, unique,
right, is because I have taken fish oil supplements for the past 40 some odd years, and it's been good quality. I made sure, because there's a lot of stuff on the market that is complete crap, and so I understand what you're saying about it being better quality. I'd just be curious to know how they get the better quality. Where do they go fishing for the fish?
No, it's because it's manufactured, and it's just.
But they have to start with fish oil, don't they? Have to start with some natural fish oil. Or can you make fish oil now in a lab?
Correct.
You do. Oh, okay. Correct. I didn't know you could do that. All right. So this would be good. So I can hear in your voice, because I know you so well, the excitement. You're like a kid. So have you started to prescribe this stuff already? Is it available on the market?
Well, it's been available for about a year or so for treating very high triglycerides above 500. But that's not a common everyday occurrence. But the Friday the 13th, December 13th, that day will be historical in preventive cardiology, because this was approved by the FDA, and this is going to dramatically change how we keep people on planet Earth much, much longer. Because, you know, I know your feeling about statins, but let me tell you, people are living an extra almost decade.
I just don't think that I needed to have them.
You don't need it. You don't have plaque in your coronaries.
Right.
But people who have plaque in their coronaries are getting almost an extra decade of life because of statin drugs. Just on average. I have people who've sustained 20 years, and I would have never believed it, in the pre-statin era that they wouldn't have had a heart attack. But to add another item that's just as effective as a statin for those who have plaque in their corneas is just gigantic.
I just hope that it doesn't do what I was chuckling about it, but I was kind of serious. Give people license that they hear it. Oh, wow, this is great. I can
well,
go eat
if,
more.
If they want to live as long as possible, they won't take that away. I'm trying to help them to think that way.
Yeah.
If they want the opportunity to live as long as possible, they will add to their good diet and good exercise program this additional drug so that they can stay around even much longer.
Would you encourage people as a result of this study or this work and this sort of this correction, this course correction, would you encourage people more to just take regular fish oil as well?
No,
because why would you want them to?
Because this, when you, all of the studies show that when you take just regular fish oil, only in the people who won't eat fish, the studies when you compare over-the-counter fish oil to eating oily fish, salmon, sardines, mackerel, certain tunas, eating a serving of oily fish several times a week seems to beat out the over-the-counter. And,
well,
and then if you won't eat oily fish, the real thing, then I would say, you know, the fallback would be that.
Now, again, this, let me ask you one more question about this. Because fish oil keeps your brain, the arteries going into your brain, the arteries all over your body, more flexible. So is this, this could, another benefit of this Vascepa be that you are, it'll keep, if you're not on taking some fish oil, eating a lot of fish, then would it likely make your, the arteries that feed your brain a little more pliable and workable, and so your chances of getting dementia and Alzheimer's goes down with that? Could that be?
Well,
enough?
What we know from the studies already is that this, the chances of getting stroke go down at least 25%. Yeah. Whether it's going to benefit long-term Alzheimer's, I don't think we know the answer to that yet. But
yeah, no. But I just think two and two is four.
The fact that it had, well, intuition in medicine is not always right, even though you have as good intuition as anybody about medicine. But it's but just based on the studies, we see a 25% reduction in stroke, if you want to talk about the brain and Vascepa, on top of a statin, another additional 25%, which is just amazing.
Is so, this an affordable drug, Ken? How do they price
several hundred,
this?
It depends on your drug plan, so this varies, but this is not in the level of those shots that are out there, several thousand dollars a month. This is several hundred dollars a month, and it depends on your drug plan.
Yeah. All right. It's 19 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We spent the first few minutes of the program talking about this new drug, Vascepa, that offers a lot of hope, it would seem, to a lot of people. I'd be very curious to hear what Jack Stockwell says about it when next we talk, because he's been obviously a lot on fish oils, et cetera, et cetera. Although he does say the same thing that you do. Eating is more important, eating the stuff rather than supplementing, whether you can get it, the good stuff. And it's very interesting. There is some really good tuna oil around, but you got to make sure that the tuna oil has been checked so there's no mercury in it. That's one of the, there's all these side things that you got to think about when you can't just go down the room or down the hall willy-nilly. You got to pay attention to all the kind. And it becomes a job for some people. Just knowing all this stuff, Ken, you're a doctor, you're supposed to know it all. But then when people are trying, I consider myself to be pretty well educated when it comes to most things, including my body and medicine and that sort of stuff. And yet, there's so much to be learned and so many people don't pay attention that when they're confronted with the choices that you're talking about, how do I live or die? You want to add 9 years to your life? Then get yourself on a statin if you don't care. I guess it all becomes judgmental in a manner of speaking. But maybe this next thing.
One of the things about fish oil, Doug, that you buy over the counter, it does have DHA in it.
DHA.
And that can raise the bad cholesterol. And Vascepa is EPA.
Yes, EPAs are what you want when you look for it. You want omega-3s. The 6s and the 9s have DHA in them, and you don't want anything to do with
that. And that is in over-the-counter fish oil. But in Vascepa, Vascepa is just concentrated EPA, and that's all it is.
Yep. All right, next up, the focus on e-cigarettes and the risk of chronic lung disease. This is something that this story is building and building and building. The focus on vaping and what the hell you're putting into your lungs. If you're smoking cigarettes, you're crazy. This stuff may be just as crazy, some of it. And what I find crazy is that they're taking out, they're allowing some of them that are tobacco-based, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, to stay on the market?
Well, that's what is happening. But this week is the latest word on the safety of e-cigarettes. And as you very well put it, it's been building and building. But this is the latest out just this week, American Journal of Preventive Medicines. And just to recall that e-cigarettes, they entered the market as an allegedly safe alternative to regular tobacco cigarettes, yeah, which have shown...
And it was approved by the FDA.
Well, no, these are not... This is not... This kind of thing is not through the FDA.
Yeah, and some of the vaping stuff has been approved.
Well, it's... As it's been evolved, but the FDA doesn't get, this is non-pharmaceutical, so this is something that the FDA originally doesn't get involved in. But cigarettes have been shown to increase a person's risk of cancer and various chronic lung conditions. But the news this week about e-cigarettes, and this is a study of a whopping more than 32,000 adults, a huge study, that there's a significant link between e-cigarette use and an increased risk of developing chronic lung disease, just like cigarettes, regular cigarettes. The risk is even higher if one also uses conventional cigarettes. So unless you want to do yourself in, you know, you just want to try to avoid this vaping unless you're sure you're using it to get off cigarettes and you're going to get off that.
There must
vaping.
Be better ways of getting off smoking.
Absolutely,
this.
And we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to that and the connection between vaping and depression. There's no reason in the world, as far as I can see, that anybody with any common sense would want to be vaping anything. 28 past here on Good Day Health.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
The president goes on to say,
and, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Moving back into the spotlight, your health, well-being, discussions about some of the medical journals and how they're looking at articles, how they're looking at the research that's being done, how it affects you, very important. We were talking about e-cigarettes and the vaping. Now there's a strong link between vaping and depression, yet another reason not to be using these doggone things. What's this story, Ken?
Published this week, we learned that people who use electronic cigarettes, they're twice as likely to report clinical depression as those who have never vaped, and the correlation is particularly strong among younger people. So mom and dad, your kids are vaping, you want to wonder, are they also depressed?
Mm-hmm. Are they depressed because they're vaping, or are they vaping because they're depressed?
All right. You see, that was not untangled in this study, and you have
but
to take that.
But you'd want to know that, wouldn't you?
Well, you have to make that determination on an individual basis and think about the two and wonder about that.
Yeah, right. All right, so there's nothing, vaping doesn't do anything good for anybody under any circumstance, as far as I can see.
Unless it's a bridge to get you off cigarettes as it was initially provided, but it just seems like it's too risky that it ends up keeping you on both and does harm.
Well, this is one of those things, kind of reminds me about, I remember when Viagra first was put on the market, it was being tested. They'd ask people to come in and take the drug and then see what the impacts were, and it was part of the study, because you got to have some, for any of these new things, you got to have some study with human interaction, right? No matter what the drug is, you got to have something. When you bring the FDA information, you got to say, well, this is what it did for this group and
ultimately
that group and another group. Okay. So what? But then there are those who say, well, what's going to happen to us in 30 years? If we take this stuff for 30 years, how can we possibly predict? That's why the FDA, even though it's the best thing I guess we sort of have, it's specious, because you don't know. You can't predict what the continuing use of this stuff is, many of these things, if you use them for 30 or 40 years. You just don't know.
Well, and that's the dilemma of threading that needle, because if we use that criteria, then no new drugs would ever be approved. And right. If you have yourself or a loved one who's sitting in the hospital or at home with a horrible, untreatable, as of this moment, disease, and you're obviously not going to save them if you have to wait 30 to 40 years.
But you realize, turning it around the other way, how hypocritical it is for the FDA to say, well, we don't know the impact of taking, CBD oil as an example. We don't know what the impact of that is. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all it is a tribute to the drug companies. Because it is, I was looking at an article this morning in USA Today that suggests that people are getting pretty ticked off about the continuing focus on CBD, not being able to use it, and the only alternative is something that you get hooked on, and you could ruin your life. So people want answers. They want the government to move on this, and the government isn't moving on it because it's too much money coming to congressmen and elected officials from the drug companies. It's that clear. The road is that simple. And so here we have this stuff that's going on, and it's a double-edged sword. The FDA hasn't approved it. Okay. So what the FDA has approved are opioids. The last year killed 70,000 people. Hello? Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. And so you look down for them to say, to use an excuse, well, we don't know really what the impact is going to be. You doggone know well that it isn't going to be the death of 70,000 people, you hypocritical SOBs. That's what I say to them. What do you say?
Well, I think that the FDA was not provided with some accurate information when regarding the opioids, and the opioid companies are paying the price of that.
But isn't that their job to dig around? They have scientists that are there. Why don't they, digging around and finding out what's right and what's wrong? You're not supposed to. It's like the FAA rubber stamping the Boeing 737 MAX. See how well that worked.
Right. I mean, propose a better system.
The system is for people to do their jobs inspect things.
The problem is that the FDA can't do the research themselves. At least they're not set up to do it. And if it was, then we would never get. It would be decades before we got drugs approved.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
the FDA can only interpret.
But don't get in the way of things that would be good for people that people want.
Slow down. What the CBD people need to do is do the experiments to show they're safe and effective, and then they'll get past. Just like we talked about VASCEPA. VASCEPA did initially they were turned down by the FDA for this indication that we've been talking about.
Really?
And they went back and did the studies and more and dealt with the FDA. It's painstaking. And the CBD people need to do the same thing, because the FDA has to be assured with the best knowledge they have that it's going to be safe and effective. But if the companies lie to the FDA and they're paying the price, I mean, look at all the lawsuits that are coming out against the
opioid manufacturers. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to risk your freedom to lie to the FDA, and I'm not recommending anyone do that, and then that's be able to money. Live with yourself with the damage you do to your fellow yeah. humans. I mean, this takes a unique person.
Yeah, it takes somebody who doesn't care. That's what it takes. All right, next up here is how a diet that you're on may lead to you're not getting a good night's rest. I think that's if you eat a lot of fatty foods. Let's get the story. What yeah, this is there a specific diet here that we're talking about?
This is great news for everybody because so many people deal with insomnia. You know, I'd say probably 40% of all people at some point deal with insomnia. And I hear this at least several times a week, people talking because I have to stress with everybody for their optimal heart health to have good sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what good sleep is in another study that came out this week. But in terms of insomnia, people will feel, you know, I just don't know why I can't sleep. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week that a diet high in refined carbohydrates, boy, that's, so many Americans, particularly added sugars, is linked to a higher risk of insomnia. This also includes soda, white rice, and white bread. But, you know, we're talking about now too much white flour, too much the bakery goods. The whole reason why America is getting obese and predicted by 2030, half of Americans are going to be obese. Limiting the white flour, the refined carbohydrates, will help you sleep. That's the news this week. Important information.
Yeah, white flour is bad stuff, causes gluten problems, all kinds of problems. All right, let's go to this study about better sleep and what impact it has on your heart health.
You guys, this is very interesting. European Heart Journal this week, the good sleep patterns, they can help you reduce your risk of heart disease or stroke, even if you're at a high genetic risk. And that's the headline this week. So those of us who think, oh, my gosh, we've been given all these gene gifts, we're just doomed, here is a way to counter that. Having a healthy sleep score of 5, and this is on a scale of 0 to 5, reduces a person's odds for heart disease and stroke by about a third. Sleep score ranges from 0 to 5, with 5 being the healthiest, which includes being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night,
yippee,
and not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. You want me to describe the 5 again?
Yeah.
Getting a score of 5, and this is to reduce your odds by about a third, which is huge, of getting heart attacks or strokes if you have genetic risk predisposition for heart disease. So in order to get a 5 sleep score, this is what you need to do. Being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. Maintaining sleep quality should be on every heart patient's to-do list, Doug.
All right, what about, you said something about daytime sleepiness. I have that all the time. I take a nap every day, 20 minutes, half hour, as
so
much
you,
as I
so
can.
So you would only get a 4 here.
But why? Naps are good for you.
Naps are good for you, but naps are definitely, I mean, if you have sleepiness, they are, but you want to avoid daytime sleepiness, which is even better situation to be in.
How do you, I don't understand. If I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I may be into something, a lot of physical activity, whatever it is, or mental activity, and I come down from that high, and I feel like I want to rest. And what's the difference between resting in a chair, reading a book, than taking a nap? I don't get
that. That's not daytime sleepiness.
What's daytime sleepiness?
Daytime sleepiness is when you wake up and regardless of the night's sleep or you're not getting enough sleep and you feel tired. Daytime sleepiness is that you just ran the marathon and now you feel like you need to go rest.
No. Yeah, I'm not. That's not what I have.
On your regular day of activity, you know, are you waking up tired? Are you during the day feeling tired?
Ask Kara how I am when I'm first up. I'm raring to go. No, it usually doesn't make any difference how much sleep I get.
Well, that's not daytime sleep. Daytime sleepiness, if you have a routine physical day, are you still feeling sleepy during the day?
at the if I have a routine day, I don't know quite what that means. My day may start at
physically,
4 o'clock
I'm
o'clock
talking
in the morning.
About. I'm talking about physically.
Physically, I'm not tired, but I would like, but I do like closing my eyes and then 20 minutes later feeling refreshed and ready for the rest of the day. That's what I like. It feels good to me, and it isn't about. It's not. It never is about physicality. My body's never physically tired.
Well, a lot of that's mental relaxation. What you're doing, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's something different.
Yeah. All right. That's what I wanted to clarify. 45 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day
Health.
You're
still a five,
doctor. Yeah, I'm still a five. Okay. Dr. Ken is available, by the way, through his offices. The clinic is called Lake Cardiology. It's in Mount Dora, Florida. Anybody who's in Florida, anybody who's in the Southeast, matter of fact, anybody within the sound of my voice, this is a very unique individual, and he doesn't do medicine like everybody else does medicine. You got a question, he'll answer it, just as we do here. It's the same thing in his office. 352-735-1400. Not a lot of doctors doing that today. So help yourself to that next opinion. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400 as we continue on Good Day Health.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then, the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, back to Dr. Ken. The next study about cold and flu viruses and who is bothered by this. The cold and the flu don't happen at the same time. I think a lot of people don't know that. As a matter of fact, I think they think that you could be vulnerable if you have a cold or the flu. That's not the case here, apparently, huh?
Yeah. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reporting this week, and it's rather timely. And the news is that if you already have a cold, you're less likely to get the flu and vice versa. And so the question is, why is this true? And there are various possibilities that are being investigated, such as these viruses. Remember, the flu and the cold virus are very different. They're competing for cells to infect in the body, or the immune response to one virus makes it harder for the another unrelated virus to infect the same person.
Wow. That's pretty astounding when you think about it. Who would have thought it? Because a lot of people relate colds to flu. You know, you get worn down and you sniffle, and you know, the difference between the cold and the flu is that you have an upset stomach right with the flu, pretty much. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on Good Day Health.
A
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen 3 consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying and the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way? And you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is a thing.
Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide.
Suicide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just, mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely... You know, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies in the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything it can help. I've actually, that's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful. And there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? That's a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say, you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody, do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, do you tell them, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that, or is just that is something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product, and then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately you have to pay your bills or you go out of business, and this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine, and that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they've just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of, you know, whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them, and then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap, and you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get at urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money, but there are some issues that are so acute, a high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems, and you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.